But what are the dynamics about a billboard? And William F. Buckley died a couple of days ago, and I think he's seen as the person who has best described it in an essay he wrote in 1966, which is in his book, The Jeweler's Eye, which is just a collection of his essays, in which he tried to talk about what is involved. The fundamental thing that's involved in a billboard is that the billboard is not a use of public property or private property, but is a use of the public property. The public property, the roadway that's been built by the public. So when people talk about their right to have a sign, he expresses it this way. The right to have a sign is an absolute right in his view. And a landowner, as an incident to his exercise of his property rights, has an absolute right to put any kind of sign on his property he wants to, so long as it's not visible from other people's property. And he gives the example that a homeowner, if he wished, could construct a porch and then put a full array of signs in the yard facing the porch, so he could go out on his porch and be reminded of what deodorant to use, and to be reassured that he was buying the right gasoline, and all the other things that these signs might tell him, and that's a use of his property and his right. But that when that sign is then turned around and beamed at his neighbor, he's now using his neighbor's property. And when that sign is beamed at the roadway, he's now using the public roadway. And that the people who pay for the roadway, all of us, the public, the government, have the absolute right not to permit our property to be used to beam these messages onto the roadway.